Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome. Oh my God, it is an awesome, awesome day already. Just the fact that you're here, just the fact that you woke up this morning, no matter what comes your way, no matter what challenges come, obstacles come your way today, just know that you can overcome them. Well, good morning. This is Coach Lalisa right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank God it's Friday. And you know, we just love Friday because for some of us, it's the start of a weekend. And some of us have many wonderful things planned for the weekend. For some of us, it's the end of a long week on these jobs. And we know that if you're on a job, listen, you need something to empower and motivate you. Because if you, you know, if you really were to look and delve into, you know, the history of organizations and industry and see all that was put into it, we can see why there comes a time where you just need a mental break. You need mental, emotional, and a physical break. So it is just a wonderful, wonderful, awesome, awesome morning. Good morning to each and every person that is tuned in to the show today. We have some wonderful information that we wanted to share. I know typically on Friday I have been giving you the empowerment tips, and we were up to number 4, and we have more to go. But today, being the less than 24 hours to the biggest, I'm telling you, this event is so big. This is the empowerment event of the year. I said yesterday, it's like the Super Bowl of conferences. It's the Super Bowl of empowerment conferences. And some people would say, well, you know, aren't they going to be at, you know, that little small hotel, the Wyndham, and, you know, aren't there going to be just a few people? Well, let me share something with you. You see, when your vision, okay, when you move into a realm where your vision is larger and greater than what you can see with your natural eye, that's when you know you have tapped into real faith, real empowerment, and you're on your way to real success. Okay, it's not until your vision becomes much larger than what you can see in your own physical eye. You have to learn how to
see things that are not, but see them as though they were. So tomorrow, Saturday, 9 a.m., Releasing Your Inner Power Conference, I see it as, see, some of you all are going to be walking into, you know, the Wyndham Hotel at Routes 1 and 9. That's where you're planning to come. But I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be on Broad Street and MacArthur Highway. I'm going to be at the Prudential Center. And I'm going to be in the stadium where it seats a good 30,000 people. See, that's where I'm going to be. But now you all, some of y'all going with me now. Don't get it twisted. I know some of you got big vision just like me. And all of you will have it if you just stick with me. If you stick with this show, if you stick with our program, if you stick with our activities that we're going to have coming for you, trust me, you will see it too. Because understand this, it will never happen for you until you can first see it in your mind's eye. It will never, you have to see it in your mind's eye before you can ever see it in the physical. I remember when I first moved to New Jersey, 1987, October, I had nothing. I had my one bag of clothes. I was in a little Ford Escort that was basically stolen. And I drove up the highway with about $8 in my pocket because, you know, back then, gasoline was only about 50 cents a gallon. I drove to New Jersey, and I knocked on the door of a young couple that really didn't even know I was coming. Here I was, knocked on their door. I didn't have no job. I knew no one in New Jersey, the entire state of New Jersey, except for my sister and her husband and their two children. That's the only people I knew. And they weren't even from New Jersey. They had just moved here. So, but the one thing I had was vision. And what I visualized was that one day I would have everything. That was my vision. So I'm telling you, you have to see it first in your mind's eye. So what happened? I went to a temp agency, Olsten's. At the time, they were still around. As you know, Olsten's is no longer around. At least they don't have that name. I think they changed over to Core Staff or something like that. But Olsten's was very, very popular in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I had already worked for Olsten's doing many temp jobs. So I came in town, and I said, as long as there's an Olsten's, I'm going to work. I looked in the phone book. Just so happens there was one right downtown Newark on Park Place, right about two or three doors down from the Robert Treat Hotel, which is now the Best Western Hotel. I go down there with nothing. I'm in town. I have absolutely nothing. I don't know anyone except for my sister. They were living in the Colonnades. I go down to the building where it was, 50 Park Place. I will never forget it. That was 1987, almost 23 years ago. October will be 23 years. I go down there, and I said to the people, I couldn't lie and tell them I had absolutely minimal skill for what I was going there to do. Because my only background was military. I had been in the military, but for a very, very short time. And then I had been on the street as a prostitute also for a short time, but about 3 years. So I didn't have a lot of skill, but I did have the presence of that I could do something. So I go in there, and I say to those students, well, I had gone to school for 9 months at Betts Business College in Cincinnati, Ohio, in 1975, right after I dropped out of high school. My mother was like, you're not going to just sit around here, and, you know, you're not going to be around here, blah, blah, blah. So I went to Betts, and she found Betts Business College for me. I didn't find it. I didn't even know about stuff like that. My mother looked it up, found the college, got me enrolled. I went through a 9-month clerk typist program. So that's all I had. I went into those people, and they got me a one-day assignment. How many of you would take a one-day temporary assignment to a temporary agency? See, when we talk about releasing your inner power, it is about your inner strength. What do you have the strength to do? I walked in there. They put me on a one-day file clerk assignment at Valcor Engineering, located at 2 Lawrence Road in Springfield, New Jersey. I went there on a one-day assignment. I didn't turn my nose up and complain and, oh, I'm from out of town. I need food. I need this. I knew I need all those things. But greater than that, God knew I needed all of that. I wasn't worried. I got out. My brother-in-law, bless his heart, he took me out there the night before to show me where it was. I didn't know anything, y'all. I was fresh, new to New Jersey, knew nothing, knew no one. I went to Valcor Engineering. The guy showed me how to file the papers. I knew how to count and all that stuff. Thank God. I put on a decent outfit. I went in there. I did the work. I'm going to fast forward the story. I went to work. I filed those papers. And at the end of the day, he said to me, it was a one-day assignment. Somebody was out, whatever. And no, it wasn't even someone was out. What it was, I was maybe like the 10th person that had come through their department. It was a purchasing department, and you know purchasing departments, and it was a manufacturing company, so they were very busy buying a lot of stuff. And so, and the guys, so I would, it really wasn't because somebody was out. It was because they had went through so many other temps that they didn't put anybody on a long contract because, unfortunately, a lot of people can't file. So at the end of the day, he's like, you're the best file clerk we've met in a long time, and we need you. We have so many papers that need to be filed, and we want to keep you if you want to stay. And I'll never forget John Stewart. I will never forget that man as long as I live. So on the day I come out of town, nothing but one bag of clothes, don't know nobody, went to a temp agency for a one-day file clerk assignment. On the same day, at the end of the day, this is what the man propositioned me with. And guess what I said? Oh, you got that right. I was like, yes, I like you, and I want to be here. The next day, he sat me down. He said, well, if we hire you now, we're going to lose money because we signed a contract with Olson's. So what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to continue working for them for 3 months under their pay scale, and then we're going to hire you. And he did, and I stayed working there for 4 years until I left there. But this is the key. While I was there, I saw a vision, and it had myself listed as an executive, LaLisa, CEO, because what happens, see, God has a way to put you in the right place, I'm telling you, but you got to have an open mind. While I was in purchasing department, my job, and the company used to deal with a lot of little businesses because they said they felt smaller businesses would cater more to your to them, so they didn't like the big manufacturing. They had one big manufacturing, actually a company in my hometown, Cincinnati. But every other company was very, very tiny. But what that did for me, it showed me that you can be a small business owner. Other than that, I didn't know much about small business owners. All my life, I thought you were supposed to go work for a bank, the gas and electric company, the you know, a telephone company. You know, you got to work for the transportation industry or the airline industry. All my life, I thought that those were the kind of jobs that made you something special. Like if you could work for Procter & Gamble, GE, all of this, right? So I never really understood anything about a small business owner. But working in that purchasing department, that's who all they dealt with. So guess what I said? Oh, I'm going to have me a small business. And so I saw it, and I saw myself. I saw the office. In my mind, I could see the plaque across the door in gold that said, you know, President, CEO, LaLisa J. Williams. And so today, I'm there. I have my own company. I'm the president. I'm the CEO. I have an office in my house. I can rent an office anywhere. I can rent an office in Gateway, Newark. I can rent an office in a hotel. Do you know hotels rent office space? You'd be surprised. So people say, well, I can't. Of course you can't. You can't if you think you can't. And so that's what this conference is about. Now, let me go because I know I've done a lot of talking, but I just had to share that this morning, that you have to see it in your mind's eye, because if you can see it, you can achieve it. And you have to believe that you can do it. So that is at the heart. Now, that is at the heart of it. But you have to take action, and you have to that job, I would sit down with the men and the women who would come into that department with their small business. I met Mr. Lee Timmery. He owned a small computer company supplying computers and what do you call those cartridges, the things that go in them, fax machines, printer ink, and all that stuff. And then I met a small person who owned a graphics company where they make copies and things like that. So I would talk to these people, and I would ask some questions. See, now you're on assignment. You're on a mission. So from that day that I had that vision, every single day and every person I met and every conversation I held was a part of the preparation to get to where I could see. Because, see, there's no such thing as seeing it but not preparing for it. Okay, they call those pipe dreams. They'll never happen. But every single day, as I met people, I would talk with them. I would ask them questions about their business, how they did it, why they were doing it, what were the challenges. And my very first business that I thought I was going to have was, at that time, I had nothing but my GED. I did not have an associate's, a bachelor's, and all the things I have today. So I had no concept about all the different kinds of industries out there and the business structures, and I didn't know nothing about none of that. So in my mind, it was like, okay, since I was working in an office where there was a lot of paperwork, I thought, and this was before Staples. Staples wasn't out yet, you all. I said to myself, I'm going to sell office supplies. Well, maybe Staples was out, but maybe they were like in the Midwest or they were in the West Coast or where they weren't in New Jersey. There was no store like that in New Jersey. And we used to get all of our office supplies from a big office supply company, like a big, warehouse that you just go through a catalog and order. I can't think of the name of it right now. And I thought, I'm going to have a business selling those products because I knew that if my company needed them, every company needed those. So that's when my first business was going to be office supplies. This was right when post-it notes were barely out. Post-it notes probably came out a couple of years after that. And all the other little cutesy office kind of things that they weren't even out back then. So I tell you, that was my very first business. Then once I started school, that same company, my boss, John Stewart, sent me to a 5-week or 10-week computer class. Computers were just hitting the workplace on the desk. They've had computers for years. Okay, let's face it. The military has always had computers. But for it to be on your desk, for us to use computers the way we do now, that was unheard of. I was trained on an IBM typewriter, and that was a step up from the old typewriter where you had to move that arm over. But the automatic typewriters came out. IBM brought those out probably in the 70s or something like that. So that's what I was trained on. So when word processing came out via a computer, oh, my God, they had to send me to training because nobody knew how to do that, and nobody could teach you how to do it. So your company had to train you. They sent me to Essex County College. Why did they ever do that? I walked in that college, and for the first time in my life, this was after dropping out of high school, flunking out. Yes, I did the 9-month certificate program, but that was at Betts Business School, so it was an office building downtown, so it still didn't look much like a college. It looked more like an office kind of space. So here I was on a college campus, something that I never even dreamed of because I never thought I could get there. I was on the campus, and I felt good. I felt comfortable. I felt I could do it. And I end up enrolling, and I enroll for an associate degree. But this is it. When I got to college, and I noticed everybody needed papers to be written for them and what have you, that was my second business I was going to start, was a paper writing business. I write people's school papers, reports, and things like that, type things. Because I had learned clerk typist. I knew how to type. I could type about 50 words a minute. And that was good for me. So I figured I'll start a typewriting business. I'll type students' papers. I wasn't going to type no real long papers. And oddly enough, my other sister one day, she did do some typing, like transcripts for the courts. The courts have a lot of documents that need to be typed, and they pay you so many dollars per page. So, this is what was all going through my head. Now, fast forward to now. Now, you are going to come And again, welcome to all of you if you just tuned into the show today. Congratulations. Thank God it's Friday. We are talking. Now, if you're on here and you are one of the if you have a question or a comment, please raise your hand by hitting the number one key. I really want to answer any of your questions. I know some of you are going to be at the Wyndham Hotel on Saturday morning. You're coming to the Wyndham Saturday morning. It's a beautiful room. I've already been down there. We're going to have an awesome time. You know, empowerment people are coming. Successful people are coming. You cannot leave that room without getting, please, I'm going to have you some paper and you're going to get a package and you're going to be able to write some things down. But please come prepared with your own ink pen, even though I'm going to have ink pens there for you. But it's just something, I'm telling you, it takes your mind to another place when you show up prepared. Yeah, the teacher will have these things for you. We already know that. That's why students who go to school with everything, I'm telling you, they do much better. It's not so much because they're so much smarter. It's a, I forget the word, I can't think of the word right now, but it's psychological. It's a psychological thing when you come prepared for something and you don't need the teacher's notebook. You don't need the teacher's pencil and pen. You don't need the teacher's eraser. You know, for the kid who has to raise their hand, can I have, I'm telling you, it psychologically damages them. So please, parents, especially if you're in the Newark area, come to my church, sign up on September, that first weekend, we do this humongous thing where we give out these book bags full of stuff. And a lot of churches are doing that, so you don't just have to come to my church. But I'm just reminded of the seriousness of showing up prepared. But again, you don't have to. I'm going to have things there for you. But if you can, bring your own ink pen. Even if it doesn't work, it's the fact that you tried to bring it. So you come, you're going to take notes, you're going to meet people, and these are the things you're going to write down when you meet people. These are the key things when you're networking with people. A, number one, you need their name. So as you're talking to people, try your best to remember their name. You know, people love their name, and they love when you remember their name. I don't know what it is. Dale Carnegie is a great motivational speaker and leader, and, you know, he wrote the book How to Win Friends and Influence People, and he has many other books, but, you know, he's very powerful. He's a very dynamic trainer and teaches on leadership and management and how to command the communication and all that. So he's, you know, this is a person that teaches you how to remember people's names. He has a whole day seminar just on how to remember names because people in the sales industry know it's critical. And all of us, as if Mr. Versi Walker was here right now, he would say, oh, well, Alisa, you know, he has that wonderful voice. He says, well, Alisa, everyone is in the sales industry. You're always selling something. You're selling, either when you go for a job interview, you're selling yourself. Or when you go to, if you're doing some kind of fundraiser, you're selling your project or your program. When you go to work, you may have to sell your boss on a new proposal. When you're in school, you're trying to sell the teacher on the report that you want to write. So everywhere, at all times, we're doing some kind of sales. So here it is. Dale Carnegie would teach people how to remember people's names. Now, you're going to get their name. Next, you're going to get a phone number. Try to get a cell phone if you can, because the beautiful thing about cell phones versus house phones, cell phones you can text to. And typically, like my cell phone, you know, you can send me a text at 2 a.m. I'm not going to answer my phone, so it's not a disturbance to my household. Whereas if the person only has, you know, the home phone, they can't call you after a certain time for respect and things like that. But on a cell phone, most people are asleep. Most people do not. Now, if your husband or wife is sleeping with a cell phone near the bed, unless they're a police officer or a doctor, you know, that's a no-no. Who are you that important that you need a cell phone near your bed? I'm sure Oprah Winfrey doesn't even sleep with a cell phone near her bed. You don't need cell phones near your bed. Home phones, yes, but only because that's only for family emergencies. But a cell phone, no. So anyway, you have this. You have your cell phone. You can, and so get your cell phone number because you can text them. Like, how many of you are on the call today because you were text? You got a text. It reminded you. And that's the other good thing about text phones. They're mobile. That's why they call it mobile phone. So the home phone is only going to stay at that one location. But the cell phone goes everywhere you go. So therefore, you can remind. Because, you know, people forget a lot of things, okay? So you're going to get their number, you're going to get their name, you're going to get their cell number. They don't have cell, get home, of course, but it's not home. It's not, everybody knows home phone numbers are not effective today. A lot of people don't even have home numbers. And then the other thing you're going to get is you're going to get an email address. But try to get both. Try to get email and website if they have it, or their Facebook or their Twitter or what have you. So anyway, those are my tips for tomorrow as you're networking, as you're meeting people. Now, the other great thing to do while you're networking, ask the person about themselves. People love it when you talk about them. People absolutely hate it when we talk about ourselves. Now, I know sometimes I do that, and I'm sure I got a lot of haters out there, but that's okay. But people hate you when you talk about yourself. But people love you when you talk about them. Don't ask me why that is. It just is. So if you want to be super, super, super successful Saturday morning, some of you are going to be at the Wyndham networking. Some of you are coming there just to network. But if you want your networking to be successful, ask them questions. Oh, how did you get into that business? How did you start that? What are you, you know, make sure you're asking them questions. Now, the other thing is, remember, I'm not going to be at the Wyndham tomorrow on Saturday morning. I'm not going to be there. And by the way, Pat, if you're listening on the call, wonderful. I see a lot of Cincinnati. Hey, wait a minute. Let me see here. I got a lot of numbers from Cincinnati here in the switchboard. That's unusual. Oh, Cincinnati, welcome to the show today. So that means that my one contact person out there is working overtime. Well, I know we're just not our regular show, but this is a show leading up to tomorrow, which is our big Releasing Your Inner Power conference at the Wyndham Hotel. We're talking about that. But please, congratulations for tuning in. If it's your first time, if it's your first time and you email me at info@LilisaJWilliams.com, you can get the email address from Hope Harper. I'm assuming she's the person who told you about the show. If not, if you email me, I have a special gift for you for tuning in for your very first time. So you got to email me, though, and let me know you were on the call today, Friday. But congratulations, and we hope you come back next week. Speaking of next week, before we go off the air, let me share with you the lineup for next week. Okay, next week on Monday, I will be doing my thing. On Tuesday, we have Coach K. He is going to be our very, very special guest. Next week, he's also going to be coaching you to your passion, to your destiny, uncovering those things that hinder us from becoming the truly successful, living the truly successful and fulfilled life, living our dreams. Also, on Wednesday, we have Midweek Motivation with Mr. Versie Walker. He's the author of Success, How I Ended Up Here. He has a Series 7 license. He's worked for financial institutions. He's had businesses across the country. He has great information to share with you. Then on Thursday, we're going to bring back Fran Briggs. And you remember Fran Briggs? She is the expert on how to get sponsors. I'm telling you, you've got to tune into that show. So far, I have gotten banks, hotels. Wait till you see that tomorrow. You're going to see what all I've been able to get just by asking people to sponsor my event. I had no letter. I had no time on my side because I just did this since the last time she's been on the show, and you're going to see all kind of ideas, wonderful stuff. You don't want to miss her show. That's on Thursday. And then Friday, I believe we're going to have an expert there to talk about the social media. So next week is a packed week, packed with power. Saturday, like I said, some of you are going to be at the Wyndham. I'm not going to be there because, remember, I'm going to be at the Prudential Center. So when you all see me on Saturday, think Prudential Center. Think 50,000 people. Don't look at the people that's in the room. You got to open your mind's eye. When you talk to people, see yourself in the thing that you want to be. Okay, it's been great. It's been real. This has been Coach Lilisa. Have a fabulous, again, welcome to all of the new callers. Welcome to those of you who are here each and every week, Miss Alicia. Welcome, Mr. Robert, Miss Patricia. I can't wait. We're going to please come on Saturday. Like I said, don't forget, if you had a girlfriend, a cousin, a niece or a nephew, somebody who really wanted good to go and did not have the money, please do not let nothing stop you from being empowered. And Cincinnati, don't worry. we can do the same conference there. This is going to, we have people that love to travel. This conference is going to be off the chain. Don't worry, we're going to videotape everything, and you will be able to get a copy of it. Don't forget, all the first-time callers, don't forget, send me your email, infolisajwilliams.com. It's been great. It's been real. And have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.